This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Hello, this is Joyce Meyer. You know, many people go through their Christian lives miserable, defeated, and depressed. But I want to show you how God's Word has given each of us joy and victory if we just live life in the Spirit. Join me right here every weekday, and let me show you how you can truly start enjoying everyday life in Christ.
Enjoying everyday life with Joyce Meyer at 7:30 a.m. and p.m. right here on the Good News Station, WCNO.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarbus, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
How many of you recognize this morning when Jesus had his earthly ministry, he was known for being a rabbi? Everybody say rabbi. That was his title. Jesus was a rabbi. Some translations say teacher. Rabbi actually is translated to teacher. Other times the word master is used. People refer to their rabbi as master. It's not something that we use in our vernacular today because it puts these little thoughts of being demeaned and being a servant and being a slave to somebody. But in the time of Jesus, Jesus being a master was like being a teacher, somebody that instructed their life. Come on, amen? It means to be a scholar also. It literally means to be the master teacher, the teacher above all other teachers. How many know in Israel, when you had a son at the age of 6, every day he would go to the school, which is called a Bet Sefer. Everybody say Bet Sefer. It was a school that they went to for 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, every week, from the age of 6 to about the age of 10 years old. That's where they were taught the Torah. Everybody say Torah. Or what we call today the Pentateuch. The Torah is the first five books of the Bible. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. That was the law of God. Every day they were taught it so that by the age of 10, they had committed those first five books of the law. They had committed it to memory. They could actually recite that. I mean, that's some good Bible learning right there. I wonder if I got anybody here that can recite the first five books of the Bible. I just know it just starts out in the beginning. And I can tell you what's at the back of the book, too. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Praise the Lord. There's a lot of stuff in there to remember. Amen. So until the age of 10, they would commit the first five books to memory. And if they were promising students, then from the age of 10 to 14, they would be sent to another school where they would be taught the rest of the Old Testament, all of the prophets, the minor prophets, the books of poetry, the major prophets, all the way up through the book of Malachi. And then after 14 years old, all of those students that were good students that would be able to recite the entire Old Testament from Genesis to the book of Malachi, then at 14, if you could do that, you would be invited to walk with a rabbi, because back then rabbis had a school that were traveling ministries. You would become part of what they called a rabbinical school, and it would be customary for him to journey through the land of Israel, through the land of Galilee, and all through Judea, and he would take his students with him along the way, and he would begin to expand on his doctrine and teach his doctrine, and he would begin to open up an understanding of Scripture, and whoever your rabbi is, he would open up the Scripture from his understanding of the Scripture, and he would teach these students as they traveled around the countryside. That was the modern day college. They didn't have buildings where the kids would go to school every day. They went to temple once a week, and then they traveled around the countryside learning the teachings of whichever rabbi that they would follow. How many of you know it was not unusual for the rabbi's teaching in Jesus's day? It wasn't unusual that Jesus was a rabbi that taught. What was unusual about what Jesus did is that he taught not just with understanding, but he taught with power. Everybody say power. They were amazed at Jesus that when he spoke, not only did he have a deep revelation or a deep understanding of the Scriptures that he knew from Genesis to Malachi, but they were amazed that the winds and the oceans actually obeyed him. Come on, somebody. Amen. He was obviously a good student because at the age of 12, he was in the synagogue, and his parents had gone back home after celebrating the feast. And he was in the synagogue conferring with the priest of that day about the Scriptures. And the Bible says that they were actually amazed at his knowledge of the word and his grasp and his understanding of the covenant, the old covenant of God. So when these boys at 6 years old, these rabbis would take them, they would take this chalkboard that they would teach off of, that they would carry this handheld chalkboard, they would teach off of it, and they would scribble notes on it. They would take this chalkboard, and they would take their hand, and they would smear the chalk, and then they would dip their hand into a bottle of honey, and they would take the honey, and they would smear it across the chalkboard, and then they would have their students come and lick the honey and the chalk off of the chalkboard. And it symbolized that the word would be sweeter than honey in their mouth. Come on, somebody, amen. In other words, that the student would have an appetite for learning the word of God, that there was nothing more important for the student than to learn the word of God, amen. And once he reached the age of 14, he was able to travel with that rabbi, and the rabbi would begin to expound, and he would begin to teach him not just the Scriptures, how to know them, but he would teach him his personal philosophy, his worldview, his understanding of those Scriptures, and how those covenants relate to the life that they lived, and how they were to be lived out. Not just bring them in, but to be lived out. Amen? Because they were not just historical information and just the gathering of knowledge, but they were really pointing to something that we like to call today revelation. Or we like to call in this house the revealed truth. Come on, somebody. Amen? I mean, a revealing truth is how we get set free. When the truth is revealed, it makes us free. John 8:32. Come on, somebody. And we're told this. We're told today in the if you grew up in a Western civilization, you went to a public school here in this country in the West. Then what would happen is when you would go to school, you would learn how to teach by repetitive words. You would repeat it back. The teacher teaches something, you repeat it back. Isn't that how they did it? Isn't that how you learn? A B C D E F G. Come on, you learn the song, right? Come on, amen. And you would teach to the test, and you would teach so that you could remember the exam, because we're told to repeat that stuff back to the teacher. That's how we learn in the West. So that way we could tell if somebody learned something or not, whether or not they could repeat it or whether or not they could pass the test. But how many of that's not really an indication of whether you learned something or not. Come on, amen. All that means is that you remembered it long enough to just tell it back. You remembered it long enough. How many, there's a lot of people out there with a master's degree that couldn't pass a high school exam today. Some of y'all thinking, I got a master's degree, and I just don't think I could pass a high school exam. And now the rest of you that could are offended. It's okay. It's all right. I'm just kidding, amen. But listen, truthfully, there's a lot of things that you just filled in the blank about that you don't really have the ability to recall today, things that you learned in school that you probably couldn't recall if you needed to. You'd have to go do a refresher course. Thank God for Google and Wikipedia. Come on, how many of you catch yourself looking every time somebody says something you're not sure about? We just go right on our phone and look it right up, don't we? You can't even act like you know something anymore because somebody will call you on it. When I was a kid, we stand around and talk about race cars. That car will do 7.5 seconds in a quarter mile. Today you say that and they're on Google. Oh yeah, right. Huh? You can't get away with nothing. You can't even look cool. And then they got the other people out there that just carry Google and don't tell nobody they're looking at it. Oh, yes, that's the law of thermodynamics. That's how. You really remember that? Oh, yes, yes, yes. And some of y'all relate to that very well, don't you? And see, when you're at home, you just put all this great stuff up on Facebook, and people go, oh, my God, that you're so revelatory. You're so deep. The waters just flow deep in you. You're just cutting and pasting off of Google. Oh, that looks cool. I don't know what it means, but it looks cool to me.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on the Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21, All Professional, a member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047. Taking care of business.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
safety for your home and family. Now that's important to you. And Gator Security, with its 5-year warranty, can help. With security, video surveillance, and access control, Gator Security is available at www.gatorsecurity.com or 800-676-1580. Gator Security, with its 5-year warranty, is a proud corporate sponsor of WCNO. GatorSecurity.com.
Father, forgiven the very moment I believe. Father, forgiven, covered, washed, I've been made clean. My sins forgotten, thrown into the deepest sea. Father, forgiven. Father, forgiven. The thief was guilty, so he had to pay the cost right next to Jesus. As he hung there on the cross, he asked the Father, Lord, please remember me. The Father said he'd be with him in glory, wrote a perfect ending to his story.
Father, forgiven.
Father, forgiven.
The very moment I believe. Him than I believe, but I've been promised. The Father's answer is the same. If I seek Him, I will find Him when I call on Jesus' name. Father, forgiven.
Father, forgiven.
The very moment I
every
believe.
Moment
Father,
I believe. Father, forgiven.
Covered, washed, I've been
covered, washed, I've been made clean. My sins forgotten.
Thrown into the deepest sea.
birds singing your praises, your hills, your streams, all crying out, yearning for your kingdom to come. Your sun, your moon, your stars shine with your glory. Oceans all crying out, yearning for your kingdom to come. Your kingdom of joy, peace, and righteousness. Your kingdom unshakable, shouting your praises. Lord of the ages, reigning as King we sing. Let your kingdom come. Before us, heaven and earth, all crying out, yearning for your kingdom to come. Your kingdom of joy, peace, and righteousness. Your kingdom unshakable.
twine fully down, and the earth is rolled up like a scroll. The trumpets will